Okay, welcome back. I'm actually just started the recording over because I'm doing this in the same week, finishing off. We're going to start Eis Dalet that we just did Eis Gimel in the Torah. And just to give if it was a little bit difficult, but hopefully somewhat grounded until now, we're going to be speaking about concepts that are probably above us. Just to give the standard introduction, or somewhat standard introduction to any of these ideas, which are probably the least accessible that we've had so forth, is that one of the hardest things to relate to that comes up in any discussion of Panemius is that Ad Kama, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't even speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't even say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, from our point of view, totally without any gvul. So in order for A to relate to B, there has to be a Nisin and there has to be a Makabel, there has to be room for the Makabel to exist, there has to be some sort of relationship. If I am saying A, then I'm saying A and not B. If I'm relating to you in any way, I'm relating to you in that way and not another way. The whole idea of being able to have any sort of relationship, have any sort of gvulais or concept of gvul doesn't exist. And therefore, Yesh Me'ayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, we will relate to this conceptually without fully understanding it. The same way in our mashal we've said before, you can relate to electricity without understanding how it works. We're just going to understand that it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a mechanism, vehicles, midais, spherais, whatever word you want to use, in order that there should be a bayre and a nivra, and that there should be a connection between them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be able to relate to his bria, ultimately, you know, going towards gilo yechudo yisbaruch, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world. We don't speak to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon was. Now, the way that we relate to this really is we are going from top down rather than bottom up. People make a mistake, and the mistake that they make, I believe that I've heard quoted from the Shalah HaKadosh, I believe Rav Dessler discussed this idea, we've talked about this idea. People say, what is a, we'll start off talking about physical anthropomorphisms, what is a yad? A yad is a hand is the thing on the end of your wrist. And therefore we say Yad Hashem, so we say, well, this, what is a yad? A yad is really how I interact with the world around me. So a yad is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses in a more of a mashal nimshal sense to relate to the world around us. So really a yad is what we have, and we turn the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a mashal for us. That is not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a vehicle and a mechanism and a way to relate to the world in terms of his kashrus, his connection, and his connection with us, called a yad. And there's not only in terms of yad, in terms of midais and the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us. I just saw in the words of Rav Dessler, he brings v'klal gadol aleinu ledas kol midais, he's just bringing kol midais of shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yeshnan gam ba'adam. Oh, he's going on. So he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu has these midos, which are essentially the way that he created to relate to us. Now, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just want us living in a vacuum, the whole point of the Bria, or one of the ways that we're talking about Bria, is that we should connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should have an avoda. So how do we know how to create to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There ends up being that what we have in our world is a mashal for the system. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wanted, could have created a different system, but this is the system that he created. For the system in the way, with the midos, the spheros, whatever you want to use, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Olamos, and the way that we have a system that parallels, it's makbil, it parallels the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us, and therefore we understand, working backwards, right, how we can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the Torah, we have the Nevi'im, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, and therefore we see these parallels, the way that we talk about the Shir Kaim of an Adam has Ramach and Shasa, and we see the way that the Mishkan works, and we see parallels all over the place. People will misstate sometimes that the Torah is an instruction manual for the world. We've said before, it's not that you have a world and that the Torah is an instructional manual for the world. The Torah is the Torah is a physics book. If it's not in the Torah, then it doesn't exist in the world. It's not like, wow, the Torah is a raya. It's a raya to the Torah that things work out a certain way. No, it's not a raya to the Torah. The reason that things work out a certain way is because that's what the Torah dictated. And therefore, just so that we're not going too far off, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has certain midos and a certain hanhaga and a certain hischabris with the world. And that reflects itself in our midos and in our way of relating to the world. In order, what do we talk about? So sometimes the two general mishalim that are used are, there's a mashal of Adam. The mashal of Adam, we have our body parts and the way that we relate to it, and there's mashal icy ice. So you're going to, sometimes we're going to talk about it in terms of yud ke vav ke or kuto shel yud. Sometimes we're going to be talking about partsufim. Sometimes we're going to be talking about spherites. Sometimes we're going to be talking about right, left, and middle. Sometimes we're talking about up, middle, and down. Sometimes we're going to be talking about in terms of as it relates to the body. It's all really the same. All of these things are a mashal. And if you kind of fill in the gaps, I think I heard Rav Aaron Lopiansky one time use this mashal. I have no idea what, I understand the concept that he was talking about. I'm not familiar with the actual idea. He was talking about some sort of a cloud chamber for electrons or something like that. He said, when there's something that you can't see, so what do? You create some sort of a platform where it'll make an impression on it. Or similar, if you look out the window and you want to know if it's raining, so then you can't see the raindrops, what you do is you see its effect on the puddle. So he said that when you have something that's totally beyond the human eye or any detection, what you do is you create a platform that thing will impact, and working your way backwards, you're going to be able to tell something about this idea that you have no real relationship to, but as you see the interaction with it, now you can be understand how to relate to it. So when you see its impact on the cloud chamber, you see that how the way that the electrons interact with other things, then you can learn something about the electrons. Also, we can't relate directly to understand any concepts about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, but what we can do is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a system where he interacts with the Bria, and even though we can't relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, if we dance around enough and we have the Mishalim and they line up and we look at it from enough angles, now we can understand how Hashem relates to the world and what he wants from us. So now with that lengthy introduction, some of the things are that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is outside this ball, this halal of the Bria, how we created it. What we're talking about is, don't worry about it for now, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates from outside, and also the Shekhinah is within, right? So the idea is to be able to line up these pipes like we're talking about, that we should be able to relate to the element of the Shekhinah that we have access to and connect it back up from without. And every time that we do that, the more Shekhinah that we connect to, the more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we connect to, right? And we say the L'Shem Yichud, if you just conceptually, we say L'Shem Yichud Liyached Shem Yudkei Bevavkei. We talk about Tshuva's Toshiv Hei. So in these Mishalim, right, in the Yudkei Vavkei is relate, as we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're lining back up the part, the end part to the beginning part. We're lining it up so that we can line up those Shefa pipes, the pipelines, and then as it will elevate the world and us with it. And if we disconnect, so then, so to speak, the Shekhinah is more engulfed. It seems to be, from our perspective, more detached. The ways of zivugim, we're going to talk about a mashal of chibuk, of hugging, of nishuk, kissing, of zivug. Again, not chas v'shalom to attribute any sort of a physicality or any sort of a zivug or anything like that to the Shekhinah. It's actually the opposite. All of these things are representative of the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us, and there is a physical parallel in terms of how we are able to have a hischabris and hiskashus with another person, and the mishalom for that are different types of physical discussions, but we shouldn't chas v'shalom attribute those physicalities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's actually the other way around. What we have is actually a mashal for how Hashem interacts with us, with even understanding that Hashem interacts with us is a whole discussion, and it's ruts in Hashem, it's what Hashem wants, but the idea of how something infinite could at all interact with something that's finite, with something that's bigvul, is itself a nace, and it's not something that we could understand to the idea, but we can't relate to the concept itself, because we're ba'etzem balei gvul. So now, jumping back into where we are, we said that there are lamdanim that relate to the Torah in a negative way, and those people are going to be mecharef and speak negatively against tzaddikim, and it's specifically because they relate to it through the Torah, the way that they understand it, and they're going to be going against not only the tzaddikim down here, but also the tzaddikim that were mechadesh this Torah, the tzaddik Elyon as well. And the reason is because the Torah itself left room for them to misinterpret and to understand the Torah through their perspective, which we explained why why that is, in order that we should be able to bring Shefa to the world. And the reason that it has to operate in such a way is because the idea of the Gashmiyistik Shefa, the Aisha V'chavod, is in Gullis. It's really under the Shlita of Esav, and therefore we have to take a detour and able to access it, so that it's all by design. And now we're going to explain, so that this relationship that creates this terrible Bizayan, that the Lamdanim are relating negatively to the Tzaddikim, well, that doesn't seem right. That's also by design, and we spoke about it really in the last 10 minutes. 5, 6, 7 minutes, I don't know, of the last year, which we're giving now consecutively, so you can listen to them at once. Okay, so now, Vida, Shezeh Mechuvin, that this idea, Me'ez Hashem Yisbarach, this whole idea, Shekhodesh Baruch Hu Ma'apileh Zetzadik Gadol B'fiv Shel Lamdan, that he makes it, that there's going to be insults, and that the Tzadik is going to be embarrassed at the hands of this Lamdan, Hainu Al-Lamdan Doiver Ros Al-Tzadik, why? Kedesh Tzadik Yikach HaTorah Shebal Peh, Hainu HaShechina Me'agolish Shebepeh HaLamdan. So again, try to listen at least to the last 5-10 minutes of the last year. The idea that this Lamdan, in a negative way, goes and relates to the Shechina, which is Malchus, which is the part that we have in the spheres. So we've discussed before, there's Chachma Bina Das, will say Chesed Gvura Teferes Netzach Hay Disayid, and this goes in the Hishtalchus. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu transmits and relates to the world. Malchus is the one that's, so to speak, it's the Kli Kibble at the bottom. It's the Nukva. It's the receptacle, the Kli Kibble, and that, we said, is the Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah Shebal Peh is, that's, perhaps you could say, that's the practical application that's we relate in an accessible way to the Torah. It's this that reflects back at Ratzon Hashem. But the Torah Shebal Peh, we're aligning up with Malchus. When you have Malchus, that's aligned with what comes before it. It's Leis Degarmei Klum. It doesn't have anything that it's giving over from its own. What it's really doing is it's reflecting back to Malchus. It's reflecting a kingdom that reflects Malchus, that reflects the willingness of his king. It's not giving anything of its own. It's reflecting back at everything that went into it. You should be able to look at the world. You should, a kingdom that's run well, you should be able to look at the way that things are running and reflect back at the design of the management of the king, of the majesty. It should all be reflected over there. So we said that the Torah Shebal Peh is the Shechina, that's the Malchus. Now over here, where is that? Is that Kudsh Baruch Hu V'Oraisa Chad Hu, when this Lamdan relates to the Torah, he espouses the words of Torah. Those are the words of Torah. It's he's learning Gemara. He's saying the words of the Tana, and yet it's not lined up appropriately. It's as if the Shechina, is in Gullus, and it's in the mouth of the Lamdan. So you have this Torah that, in principle, like the mushal we used last time, is like this tremendously bright light, and now this person is putting it through his own perspective. It's like you're taking this white light and you're putting it behind a filter, and all that's coming out is, instead of this Ein Sofius and this R, all that's coming out is something that seems to have gvulus. It's the Shechina is begulus, and therefore what we need to do is we need to release this Torah and take it back out. We need to descend in a certain way. Conceptually, we understand what we're talking about is beyond us. This is a very hard Torah, but we're going straight forward, and it's our chiv to go forward, and hopefully it will. Panemia sometimes is not a structured limud like an outline going from ABC. It's more of a circle limud, or you could say like a spread. The more you go around, you have to constantly park issues and put them on the back burner until you come back around with more knowledge, and everything really folds into itself, and komasha beklal is beprat, and vice versa. It's like fractals. Every time you see one thing, it contains everything. So we're going forward, but the person has to descend into where the Shechina is to be able to bring it back up, to elevate it. And why go through this whole process at all? So this aliyah, ultimately, whatever this means, that when the tzaddik is able to descend, we're in gullus now. So when the tzaddik, there's the Shechina everywhere. If there was no godliness in anything, it wouldn't exist. When the tzaddik is able to descend into where the Shechina is in gullus and then elevate it back up, so then instead of just leaving the nitzaitis, whatever godliness so forth was in that negative place, he's able able to take that and bring it back up instead of leaving it there. I think it, when it comes to Mitzrayim, we say that it's as if Mitzrayim was emptied out of all the Klal Yisrael were taking the Nitzotzes that ended up descending to Mitzrayim, and they were able to free and release these Nitzotzes and bring them back up, having them go towards Geula. So this process is by design, that through the insult of the Lamdan against the tzaddik will able to take this shechina, this Torah Shebaal Peh that the Lamdan used, and he had the shechina, the Torah Shebaal Peh in Golis, and by elevating it back, which we'll see is by accepting these insults with simcha, that he will be able to take the this element of godliness and release it, so to speak, to take the shechina out of Golis. Now, the Sharsha, we're going to speak a little bit. I don't want to get back into it because partially I went through the notes. I could say, you know, I could talk about equal MC squared. I could tell you formulas and how things relate to Chachma and Bina and whatever that is. And if we don't understand what this language means, then we don't understand what these concepts stand for, so then it won't necessarily be so meaningful. So we'll keep it somewhat surface in order not to misrepresent it, just to speak about it in the most accessible way that we can. So if a person is going to be mala, so again, in the line, what we have is Chachma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchus, and the Shefa is going through this line. So the Sheiresh of the Malchus, the Sheiresh is going to be Chachma, based on Zohar, Hashem b'Chachma Yosad Aretz, that Hashem b'Chachma established the Eretz is Malchus, and therefore, Mimadrega l'Madrega, Mitchila l'Bechinas Chibok, in order to affect the Zivug. So in our human terms, we think first of a Chibok, of an embrace, and a Neshika, a kiss, and then leading towards a Zivug. So Mitchila l'Bechinas Chibok, how does a Chibok work? What is a hug? A person, first it starts with chesed, the yamin is the chesed, the yamin is a ava. First it starts with sfiras chesed, and then you bring, when you embrace, you bring somebody in towards the lave, so that would be an elevation of chesed going up towards bina, right? We said chachma, bina, then das, chesed, really, you could either say Chachma Bina Das, you could say Keser Chachma Bina. So if you say Chachma Bina and then Chesed Gvura, so that means that above Chesed is going to be Bina. So when you take the Chesed, you take the Yamin and you bring it into the Lave, and we're going to say that the Lave is representative of Bina. So now the Chibuk is starting to elevate things up towards the Shairesh, going the Bina up towards Chachma, and ultimately to the root, to Kaser. V'achakach lebechinas Nishuk, which we're not going to speak about now. V'achakach lebechinas Zivug. So we're going to start the process of taking, of going towards the Malchus and elevating the Malchus up towards its Sheiresh, because now it's not lined up properly. The Malchus is not reflecting its Sheiresh. The Malchus is not reflecting Ratzon Hashem. The Malchus, the Torah Shebaal Peh, is in Gullus, in this ill perspective of this Lamdan who's speaking in a Shaloi Lishmadik sense. What we need to do is we need to attach it back to the source, which we said is coming from a good place. It's only more surface deep. It's only down below that the Torah Shebaal Peh was presented in such a way to leave room for people to make a mistake. But at the Sheiresh, it was 100% pure, and therefore we want to take this Torah and relate it back to the Sheiresh, and the way that we're going to be doing that is through a called the Zivugim, right? Sometimes you'll see when you speak about Zivugim in a physical sense, Homachibuk Nishuk, when you talk about a Zivugim, I don't know, in the Shemo, sometimes you'll see in certain Sidurim, like Yudke Vavke, which is a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and Aleph Dal Nun Yud, which is the Shechin, and you'll see it written out, like Yud Aleph K Dalid Nun, you'll see it written out, like with the Bechina of Zivug. Again, all of these things are Meshalim. Now, what's the Raya that in the beginning the Tzaddik needs to be Me'oirer, the sphere is Chesed, the Yamin, to relate it up towards Bina, Kamoisha Kasav, Ani Chavatzelas Hasharon, it's a Pasuk in Shira Shirin, the beginning stage, that the Shechina says, so to speak, about itself, that it's a Bechina of Chavatzelas, which is a rose, or a Shoshana. I think usually translated as rose. I think I heard one time somebody translate something else, but a different type of flower. But anyway, usually, so if it has, if it is at its more immature stage, so then it's all the way at the bottom, it's at the Malchus stage when it gets to maturity. So I think Rabbi Chaim Kramer talks about then the rose develops into having six petals, because then it relates to the above Malchus, above the Nook is going to be the Zer Anpin, which is going to be six spheres, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and when that leads fully into Malchus, that leads fully into this, into the Shechina, so then it's being Makabel Shefa from the six different, from the six different vehicles, the six different Midos for that. But at the initial stages, so it's more immature. It's not yet holding there. The rose, when it's more unripe, it's yeruka. We'll say it's yellowish, it's greenish. Esther, yurakrikosasar. Esther is, again, the stories, the things in Tanakh, chas v'shalom, to say that they're mishalom, that they never happened, that they just stand for things, chas v'shalom, if it happened, the Torah tells us it happened, but the panemius of these things, it's all lined up, also representative of spiritual concepts, and therefore Esther, Yerach Rekosaisa, Esther, representative of the Shechina, was Yerach Rekos, it's a Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel, she was Yerach Rekos, so the Shechina was Yarok, it was at this more like immature stage. Now, Yerakrikos, we're going to say, is a Lashon of Bina. The Gemara, Chagiga maybe also, but it says that Chazal bring down that Bina is a Kav Yarek. The Lashon is, and maybe the Zayar, it says, Yarek Kazov Misitra De'ima Ila. It's Yarek like gold, also like a yellowish, from the Mitzad of Ima, from Ima's Bina, Shichuva Kav Yarek Shemakiv Kol Ha'olam. Okay, but the bottom line is that so Esther's the Shechina was a Bechina of Yarok, of immaturity, and but this also, Yerach Rekos, also is representative of Bina. Vizeh, the fact that that Esther was Yarok, this Hislabshus of Esther, that the Shechina was a Bechina of Yarok, of relating to the Kav Yarok, which is relating to the Kav of Bina, is a Bechina's Chibuk. V'minoi techabkeni, because what happens? We're going to say that when Ava is awakened, when Chesed is awakened, now how is this Ava awakened? We're going to say that it's awakened when the Tzaddik is able to be Makabel his insults by Ava. When the Chesed is awakened, that's a Bechina of Chibuk, and once a person makes himself receptive to it, so the Bina, so to speak, is a Kav Yorok that's Makif the Olam, is able to reach out and join with, attach itself to this Chesed, that becomes a Chibuk, a hug, where the right, it ends up drawing something into the heart, which is the Bina, and that starts the process of a chibuk, of an embrace, again, towards an ultimate zivug in our terms. Ki, v'hasimcha ba meha lev, because simcha, before a zivug, a person is ma'irer this relationship through simcha. Yayin misameach, we say hasimcha ba mi lev. Where does the simcha come from? Simcha comes from a lev, k'mo shekosev nasata simcha belibi. Pasuk in Tehillim, that simcha comes from the lev, and the lev is represented by lev hu bina, and the lev is Bina, in Psichas Eliyahu, if you're down in the Sfarad, sometimes I might say this, Bina Libo Bahalev Maven, Shesham Yayin HaMesameach, and this is associated with Yayin Mesameach, he's coming off of a Zoyar, okay, leave it, Shu Alma Stima, because this Bina, this Lev, is covered up, Bechinas V'Yayin Yisamach Levav, so we're connecting the wine, the Yayin, to Simcha. Simcha is associated with the Lev, with the heart, which is associated with the hidden word, which is the upper Shechina. Now, just to give one word of introduction, we said that these words, Shehu Alma Stima, the hidden world, why is it that Bina is called the Alma Stima? Bina is called the hidden world. So we're bringing, now by the way, just related to our Torah, what are we relating to the hidden? Again, the outward expression of the Torah that the Lamdan expressed was incorrect. So what we have to do, it was limited. So what we are doing is we are bringing it back to its Sheresh, which was not on the surface. The Sheresh of the Torah was good and pure, the Tzaddik Elyon was good and pure, it was totally MS. It was only more surface deep that it was expressed in a way that left itself open to Paishim Yikarsel, but to misinterpretation. So what the Tzaddik now is doing is trying to work his way backwards up through the Shiresh to the Olam Sasum, because the Chachma is coming, Kesser is totally hidden, and Bina is attached to Chachma, so he's taking the more outward expression of it and trying to go towards what was hidden, what was latent, what was hidden within the words, and bring it back up to its Shiresh, taking it out of the Geder of something that was misrepresented. And therefore, All of this is an introduction to, now we'll speak it out. V'atzadik sh'noifel l'soich per lamdan, this tzadik who the lamdan is insulting him, she'al lamdan dover lov asak, that the lamdan speaks negatively against the tzadik, v'hu maven, and this tzadik understands, he's using havana, he's using bina, she'elu advarim she'al lamdan dover lov heim tzeirufim y'oisei she'betor shabal peh. The lamdan like took it in, and the reason that he's coming against the tzadik tachton and the tzadik elyon, is because he's really misrepresenting what they stand for. He's misrepresenting their ruach. He's misrepresenting the Torah Shebal Peh, and he's representing it through his own Shelo Lishma mentality, and therefore he's coming against them. But all of that is because he's like taking in the Torah and he's spitting it back out. He's reflecting it outward in an inappropriate way. But over here, the tzaddik reformats it properly. Maven me'eza halachais nasu adibur me'elu. He understands where this lamdan is coming from, and therefore, right, he's not going to get upset. What he's going to do is he's going to be makabel by ma'ava and understand where this rush is coming from and attach the shayrit back to its surface. Once the rush will just fall away. The rush is not really attached to the chiyus, right? The rush is not really attached to the truth of the Torah. We've discussed this one of the earlier Torahs in terms of the Sara and the whirlwind, which seems to have more force in the temporary sense, but really it's just like sometimes if something is a hose, the water is not coming out in a rush, but it's attached to the source. It's never ending. But something that's you stir it up very quickly, it might have more strength in the short term, but it's just short lived. So over here, he understands where this rush is coming from, and instead of just getting into a fight with the rush, he's makabel me'ava because he takes this tyra and he's going to attach it back to the root. Makabel osam besimcho ba'ava, which we said is chesed, that he's starting this process of a chibuk. That it says, why is he going to take besimcha? The Gemara says, Tanu rabbanon aluvin ve'enan oilvin shoman cherpasin ve'en meshivin. I'm reading this outside the text. Oisin me'ava v'smechin b'yisurin aleim because v'omer v'ov v'kaseis Hashemesh b'gvuraso. And Rashi said that smechin b'yisurin. I will come back to one muster point about that Gemara when we finish. I'm going a little long, but I split up the recording. So, okay, nishka v'ralach. Anyway, umakabal esam v'simcha ba'ava k'mo shamro chmein zahorn of v'racha, that ov of kaseis Hashemesh, that a person who is makabel, who is makabel insults without responding back, people that come them chutzpah, yisamech b'yisurin, so they are oivan k'tzeis Hashemesh. It's a tremendous amount of strength. It's like the sun, which is like the strongest star, right? And that's the sun and its strength. Is it that's the strength of not somebody who accomplishes a tremendous amount. The Chazal relate to what is the strongest expression of k'tzeis Hashemesh b'gvurasai is a person who does not respond. Hana Elovin, I mentioned one time that Rav Shimshon Pinkus said, well, we talk about Yerida Sadiris, our Torah is not as good as the Torah that came before us, then our act is not as good as the acts before us, then our Mesiris Nefesh is not as good as the Mesiris Nefesh before us. But you know what could be just as the same as what come before us? Our silence, when we're insulted, could be the same as the silence before us, right? We want to be like Rachel Imenu. You want to affect, you want to be able to tap into the strength of being like our Avais. Then silence in the face of becoming insulted is tremendous power. Smechen b'yisurin v'oisim mei ava. Now v'ava shehatzadik makabel as acherpa ba'ava, that the ava that the tzadik is makabel this disgrace ba'ava, it's a bechina of ava's chesed, z'bechinas chibuk. Because what happens now that he initiates, he makes himself a kli kibble for the bina, for the kav yorok that's going to be makif the oilam, the chibuk that takes from the right arm yivimino techabkeni and draws it into the lave and makes it one with the bina. Vaidei simcha shesameach b'yisurin. That's how it's generated. We said v'oisin me'ava hamakom v'smechin b'yisurim. That was the lashon of Rashi by Oyvay Ketzeis Hashemesh b'gvuraso on the Gemara of Oluvin ve'en and Olvin. Right, it all lines up. The one who takes insult and doesn't go back, he's by Oyvav Ketzeis Hashemesh. He's smechin b'yisurin. That's the person who's going to who is able to attach to this. So through the simcha shesameach b'yisurin, he's able to be male ani chavetzelas kasharon. We said that the malchus of this chavetzelas kasharon is yirakroik. It's the immature rose. It's the malchus is at the lower level, but we want to attach it back to the source. How do we do that? Yirakroik like by bina lebechinas leiv kamoshakosiv nasata simcha belibi va'oz. And when the shechina is oila when the Shechina, the Torah Shebaal Peh, is elevated, who bechinas tzur levavi, that becomes a bechina of tzur levavi, which the note over here references Torah Chaf, so that's going to explore, I guess, this idea more, but this idea of tzur levavi, the rock of my heart, lev is bina, tzur levavi represents also the Torah Shebaal Peh. Over here, discuss it, we won't talk about it so much now, that it says shebechinas Torah Shebaal Peh nikra tzur, which is a sela, which is also a kinoy for the Shechina, so we'll just take it on its face for right now. That Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, and the water came out only teep and teep, and little by little, had he spoken to the rock, it would have come out much easier. We would have been able to have a much clearer perception and understanding of Torah Shebaal Peh. Why did Moshe hit the rock? So over here, he brings from Likutei Halachos in Yerideh Talmud Torah Gimel Gimel, this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu, it was all the Shem Shemayim, but it was an our idea that he thought it was a certain understanding of, we said that the Torah has to go to the left side, and really Moshe Rabbeinu only had to go so far as like speaking to the rock, but his understanding of how Lemaisa he would have to relate to it through hitting. So it was L'shem Shemayim, and it was a certain nakuda, which I can say anything against Moshe, but there was a certain understanding of it that he had to hit the rock, and it seemed to be that that was not exactly in line with Ratzon Hashem, and really should have spoken to the rock, that would have opened it up. But all of this is a lashon of relating up through Torah Shebaal Peh. So once a person is going to be able to elevate this Bechinas Levavi, so then he'll be able to relate to Tzur Levavi, that if Moshe Rabbeinu again would have spoken to the rock, related to the Torah Shebaal Peh, and in the towards the lave, that's what opened up all the Shefa. There would have been a total opening up, and when this tzaddik is Makabal Diburim Ba'ava and Simcha, therefore it's going to be a Bechinas Chibuk, and it's going to be the Malal Leshchina to the lave again, like drawing something into the heart in our terms, and he'll be zoicha to a bechina of tzur levavi, which is where a person is masig the taira, the tzur and sela. Again, had Moshe Rabbeinu not hit the rock, had he just spoken to the rock, it would have been a total understanding of Torah Shebaal Peh. And the tzaddik is able to do this from elevating the negative tzirufim, the Torah Shebaal Peh that the negative that Lamdan expressed. He's able to line it back up in the proper way by bringing it up towards Bina. Last shekel, v'zeh b'chinas. This is also reflected in the psukim by Avram Avinu. It says Vayarek Avram Avinu is Chesed, right? For our terms, Avram Vayarek is Chanicha. Yarek, again, a lashon of Yarek. Avram is Chesed. Vayarek is Chanicha. Chanicha are going to be Avram's Talmidim who are Chesed. Vayarek is going to be lashon of Yarek of Bina. He elevated with a Chibuk the Chesed towards the Bina. Shavramu Bechinas Yemin, which is Chesed. V'minay Techabkeni Bechinas Chibuk. Vayarek is Bechinas Kav Yarek, and Vayarek is that he prepared, but it's a Bechina of Kav Yarek. Shenimshach mi Bina Umakav Skola Olam. So Vayarek as Chanichav means that the Shefa, the Kayach from Bina came and it surrounded the world. That's the Lashon of Vayarek as Chanichav. He prepared his Chanichav b'zebachin as Chasadim. K'muv v'medrash, Lashon Chanichasai. It's Lashon of like the youths, the nickname. They were also Chasai. They were also like Avram, Sheshman, Kavram, Kishmai. Hainu, meaning Shekav Yarek, that the Bina, mi b'chinas Chanichav atzel, is b'chinas to Esther, Yerakreik, that it's a Lashon of going back through what we just described, that once Avram Avinu came and awakened the Chesed, awakened the Ava, so it made itself receptive so that the Bina could extend itself out and join with the Chibuk, elevating from Chesed towards Bina. Zos Aliyas Yesh L'Shechina Ide Chibuk Yamin. And this is going to be the first stage when the Tzadik is Makabal Yisurin and Ava to awaken himself to being able to join with Bina. And again, taking the idea that is relating to the Shechina, which is the Torah Shebaal Peh, which is in God, in the words of the Lamdan, and being able to start the process of elevating the back to its source in Bina, and ultimately in Chachma, so that the negative interpretation, which is more surface deep, will no longer exist. It'll become Batel, right? But the Shoresh of the Torah Shebaal Peh will be working it back towards the Shoresh into the MS, and our understanding of it will elevate us as well. I'll just say one Musser Point, perhaps make it a little bit more accessible. It's coming from the ninth Vod, if you want. This was actually the last, we would just give it this week, and Kasin Savlanus from Alei Shur, but he brings this Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Halovin, Vein, and Olvin, Shaman, Charpasin, Vein, Mashivin, Oysin, Me'avu, Smechin, Bisurim, Aleim, Akas, Vaimer, Vaimer, Tzeis HaShemesh, Big Vuroso. So he said, Tzeis HaShemesh, Vuroso, the sun in its full strength, that's a Poyel Gemara, that's a full actualization. If I told you something was a full actualization, what would you say? It's somebody who, I don't know, was busy saving lives and building yeshivas. He says, when Chazal wanted to explain somebody who relates to the sun and its strength, who's a totally full actualization, who is it that full actualization is only accessible to somebody who's now love and vain and elven, somebody who keeps silent? So forget about what you do. If you want to just tap in to the top possible kayach that you could do, then when a person gets embarrassed, then stay silent, right? That's the way. That's the truest accomplishment. We think somebody who just like kind of eats it. That's a negative. He's a nebuch. No, that's the strong. As Chazal tells us, that's the statement of total strength. Now it's interesting that he brings the Gemara. If you're learning Yevamos, you might have just seen this Daf Mem Zayin. If you're learning Daf Yomi, Tanu Rabbanan Gershabal is Gairib is Manazel. Why do you want to convert? And he says, don't you know that the Jews are they're people are going against them? They're olav, right? So if he says, I know ve'eni chadai, he relates to it as a positive, not just I'm willing. Eini chadai, he relates to it as a positive, then we accept him. What is it that we're accepting? So Revolbe explains that this is actually the matzav of Klal Yisrael and Gullus, like we've been saying in our Torah, and this is the Musar point, that both an individual sense and a Klaliistic sense in Gullus, the lot of the Shefa, the Kavod, the Ashiras, is really, it's not under our Shlita. We don't have it. What we have to do is we're in Gullus, we have to elevate it from where we are and elevate back to the Shairish, and hopefully Be'ez Hashem, it's going to be very soon, but this is what we have to do. So the status that we're in is specifically that the Godless and the Kavod and the Ashiras and all this other stuff, people are going to be looking down at us because we don't have the Bilus, we don't seem to have the handles on the Ashiras. They're looking at us and they're spitting at us. We seem to be on the bottom. That being able to do that and being able to be soivel that, being able to tolerate that, being able to understand it with perspective, being able to accept it with ava, being able to accept it with love and understanding that that's really the truth. In a temporary sense, it seems not to be so pleasant. We don't look for Yisurim. That is Be'etzem what starts the process. That's, like we said, that's the Ava, that's the Chesed, that's going to elevate it back to the truth and to Bina, being able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think the Baal Tanya uses Pasuk. He says that when the sun is out, everybody's going to be able to be Mekabel. He says that the person that's able to relate to this truth through the Muna when it's dark and he relates and he knows truly what the truth is, what the Shemesh is, so then he's going to be Oivav Ketzei Shemesh Begvurasa. When the sun comes out, everybody's going to be able to attach to it in a certain way, they'll see the truth. But he's going to relate to it in the truest sense because he knew that it was true when it was dark. And now when it comes out, he's going to be really on top of the mountain. And therefore, when we're able to relate it truly with Emuna in this time of Ikbis and Mashiach, and we're able, when we get insulted, and we're able to understand that it's surface deep and that truly it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch, and we have that Emuna, we have that strength, that's where we're able to really attach to HaKadosh Baruch, and Be'ezer Hashem, close that we're going to have Yimais HaMashiach, that's where it's going to align ourselves and elevate the world with us to be Oivav Ketzeis HaShemesh Begvurasai. And give us that give us that strength and give us that opportunity for growth. Not all opportunities are pleasant, and that's where the Ger who recognizes this, we're going to be allowing him to convert next time. So we're going to complete this description, which is a little bit beyond us, of this Zivug, this elevation going up through the levels of Chibuk towards Nishuk and towards Zivug, and then we'll discuss the Maimer Rabba Bar Chana.